This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Kharka with news. The headlines first. Nepal and India signed 4 different agreements regarding mutual interest and collaboration. Prime Ministers of Nepal and India jointly inaugurate Kurtha Jayanagar Railway Service and 132 kV solar corridor transmission line. Home Minister Balakrishna Khar directs authorities to ensure a smooth supply of petroleum products. And Sri Lanka imposes 36-hour curfew ahead of planned anti-government protest. Now the news in detail. Nepal and India have signed 4 different agreements regarding mutual cooperation and collaboration. After the meeting between both the prime ministers at Hyderabad House in New Delhi today, agreements were signed for Nepal to officially participate in the International Solar Energy Partnership, providing Indian technical support to Nepal's railway service sector, providing assistance to petroleum sector, and exchanging experts between Nepal Oil Corporation and Indian Oil Corporation. The Prime Ministers of both the countries jointly launched Kurtha Jayanagar cross-border railway service as well as launched Rupee Card of India for use in Nepal. Similarly, Prime Minister Deoba and his Indian counterpart also jointly inaugurated 132 kV Solu Corridor transmission line earlier today. At a news conference organized following the signing of the agreements, Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deoba said that a fruitful discussion was held on various aspects of Nepal-India relations. Saying Nepal's relations with India are very crucial, Prime Minister Deoba lauded the progress achieved by India under the Prime Minister Modi's leadership. Prime Minister Deoba extended gratitude to India for its support to Nepal's battle against COVID-19. Addressing a joint press meeting, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi also said that India-Nepal relation is developing as a unique example in the world. The Indian Prime Minister said the thread between India and Nepal was interlinked since ancient times at various levels, including civilization, culture, and mutual relations. Prime Minister Modi also applauded his Nepali counterpart Deoba's role in making Indo-Nepal relations more dynamic and better. Prime Minister Modi asserted that India's policy towards Nepal was influenced by cordiality. He also reaffirmed Nepal's commitment to assist Nepal in its journey of peace, progress and development. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba reached New Delhi on the 1st of April, leading a 50-member delegation on a 3-day official visit to India at the invitation of his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has stressed the need for ensuring access to electricity for every household. Inaugurating the Himalayan Hydro Expo at Bhrikuti Mandap in Kathmandu today, President Bhandari urged the bodies concerned to pay attention to utilizing water resources for fulfilling the national aspiration of prosperous Nepal and happy Nepali. President Bhandari also expressed happiness over the activities being carried out for the export of electricity produced in the country in international market through cross-border transmission line. Home Minister Balakrishna Khar has directed the concerned bodies to immediately sort out the problems seen in the supply of petroleum products. The Home Minister asked Supply Secretary Dr. Ganesh Prasad Pandey, Nepal Oil Corporation Acting Director General Birendra Gwaith and Nepal Petroleum Dealers Association General Secretary Biswa Aryal to immediately make the supply chain operational. The Home Minister also warned that the government would stand tough if the disruption emerges in the supply of essential goods. The petroleum transport agencies and dealers have been demanding transport price hikes after the rise in the fuel prices and halting the sale of petroleum products. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
सामाजिक सुरक्षा कोषमा सहभागी बनौं सुरक्षित एवं सुखद जीवन यापन गरौं
नेपाल सरकार श्रम रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय सादा खाना 100 रुपियाँ, मटन खाना 200 रुपियाँ। ओए, मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र?
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*14#15# डायल गर्नुहोस्। नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। Nepal and Belize have established diplomatic relations. The number of countries having diplomatic relations with Nepal has now reached 176. Permanent representatives of Nepal to the United Nations, Amrit Bahadur Roy, and Ambassador and Permanent Representative of Belize to the United Nations, Carlos C. Fuller, signed a joint communique to this effect at the Permanent Mission of Nepal to the UN in New York this morning. The two ambassadors also signed a joint letter informing UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres about the establishment of diplomatic relations between the two countries. Nepal has reached the final of T20 International Cricket Series being held in Kathmandu by defeating Malaysia by 85 runs. After losing the toss, Nepal was invited to bat first with the help of not out 110 runs, from Dipendra Singh Airy, put a formidable total of 223 runs on the scoreboard at the loss of 5 wickets. In the match, Rohit Podial also made 50 runs, his career-best score in T20 international cricket. In the chase, Malaysia made 138 runs with the help of 47 runs of Birdeep Singh and 33 runs of Ahmad Faiz. In the bowling department, Captain Sandeep Lamisani took 3 wickets, Dipendra Singh Airy and Kamal Singh Airy took 2 wickets each, and Kushal Bhurto and Rohit Podial took 1 wicket each. Now in the final, Nepal is playing against Papua New Guinea on Monday. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Police in Sri Lanka have announced a 36-hour curfew ahead of planned mass anti-government protests for Sunday. The police said the curfew has gone into effect this evening and it will be lifted on Monday morning. Yesterday, Sri Lankan President Gotabaya Rajapaksa imposed a state of emergency, giving authorities sweeping powers in the wake of mass protest against the unprecedented economic crisis in the country. Ukrainian Deputy Prime Minister Irina Vereshchuk has said 7 humanitarian corridors are planned to evacuate civilians from the besieged city of Mariupol and Berdyansk. The move comes a day after a convoy led the Red Cross was forced to return, as it said conditions to evacuate were impossible. Meanwhile, the United States is to provide Ukraine with additional military assistance worth $300 million. The U.S. Department of Defense said U.S. would provide $300 million in security assistance to bolster Ukraine's capacity to defend itself. Meantime, the Saudi Space Director said the restoration of normal ties between partners at the International Space Station and other joint space projects would be possible only with the full and unconditional removal of Western sanctions against Moscow. In a post on social media, head of Roscosmos Dmitry Rogozin also said that the agency's proposal on when to end cooperation over the International Space Station with other space agencies will soon be reported to Russian authorities. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and it will be partly cloudy in Madhes Province and mainly fair in rest of the country. Light rain with thundershowers are likely to occur at some places of Province 1 and at one or two places of Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal and India signed 4 different agreements regarding mutual interest and collaboration. Prime Ministers of Nepal and India jointly inaugurated Kurtha Jayanagar Railway Service and 132 kV Solu Corridor Transmission Line. Home Minister Balakrishna Khad directs authorities to ensure a smooth supply of petroleum products. And Sri Lanka imposes 36-hour curfew ahead of planned anti-government protest. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.